This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9 The Game. .com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 15th day of December. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all, first responders, teachers, and Skynyrd fans in Tyrone, Georgia.
I'm sure there are a few.
You know why we're playing this?
What's that?
You know, you like this song?
Oh, yeah.
Free Bird?
Very much.
Today was the, well, I won't say today. It was released last month, but this is the 50th anniversary of this song.
Man.
Yeah. Played this regularly down the dial.
Yeah.
But, can I tell you a quick story? And there are people who are old enough who remember. And the people who love this band have story after story after story, pre and post tragedy. So, again, this song, this band, they're part of the fabric down here. Like it or not, there are bands that are a part of this. During the Olympics, or after the Olympics, when Richard Jewell was accused and all that whole thing that's whirled around here, there was a radio station that had a billboard campaign going on. And what they would do is they would take somebody from the news and they would connect them with a song from the playlist. And that's what 96 did back then, right?
Yeah.
So when all this stuff happened after the Olympics and Richard Jewell went through what he went through, the station put up a billboard with Richard Jewell's picture next to it. And then they had Richard Jewell's picture, and then next to it, they had the album cover, and they put Free Bird underneath it. In other words, Free Richard Jewell.
Yeah.
But that was the connection. That was a thing here in this city for a while. Had that up there. And it'll always remind you. So anyway, Skynyrd fans, good morning to you. And I'm sure a lot of you got heavy hearts when you think back to the history of this band, but that song, you know, you can't tell the history of rock and roll without that one.
Yep.
So there you go. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick Limper coming up with his holiday gifts. Mr. Crenshaw, just after 7 o'clock on our show. It is time for you to let folks know what's going on.
We're going to see some things. Let's start with Celebration Bowl weekend. Great crowd came to town. Jackson State rides out with the win 28-7 over South Carolina State. Now, before all the football on Friday night, they had the Band of the Year competition. Remember, they had voting for who wanted to be the band and everything. And you remember how great that trophy looks and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So you had three classifications. Now you had the Division I college, you had Division II college, and then you had the high school competition, which this year had Jonesboro against Southwest DeKalb. And Jonesboro ends up winning the high school division. Somebody, I remember somebody going on social media saying, Southwest DeKalb got robbed. You know, but Jonesboro, and what a year they've had. And, of course, we've had their band director on. They went to New York and represented us so well. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, congratulations to them. The Division II band competition winner, Miles College, Birmingham. My parents' dear alma mater, their band came on and put on a great show. And then in the Division I top half of it, the Florida A&M band came in, and they put on an incredible show Friday night. So shout out to them as the winners of the Band of the Year competition. Now, the game yesterday, Jackson State, they could have had two more touchdowns.
I was just going to say, they dropped a couple, or one at least.
But a good take, to me, the good thing that people remember was the first penalty that was called. And the one penalty I did have, but there were a lot of penalties in this game. And that's one of the things that made the Celebration Bowl really appealing when it first hit the scene was the game was well played and was clean, not a lot of penalties. You had a penalty like this kickback, the kickoff return, punt return that came back. And so the referee, you know, the white cap, you can kind of do like you want to do if you're white cap. He gets out there before he announces what the penalty is. He salutes all the veterans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, with it being Army Navy going on, with veterans being the theme of the bowl game in Montgomery last night, he steps to the side and offers a salute, which I thought was, and it kind of caught the crowd off guard. He's like, huh? And then people figured it out and they cheered what he did. And then he told the people the penalty was going to wipe out the punt return for touchdown for Jackson State, and he got a few boos.
He got a few boos after that,
you know. But that's the game. Just under around 40 grand shows up for it. So great for that. Congratulations to everyone with the bowl game. But you know someone else who was on our show last week who got a special honor this week,
Mr. Grant,
John Grant.
But
really a great award he got from the Atlanta Sports Awards. From the Atlanta Sports Council, he is the 2024 Lifetime Achievement Award winner.
Man,
what he's done to absolutely. So shout out
to him,
to John Grant for doing that, and he's somewhere right now, probably just laid out because he's been running around all week trying to get this game together, get these teams, get all these people in town to have a good time and whatnot.
Well, can I say something publicly to Mr. Grant?
Well,
hey, we appreciate every time he joins us, and we congratulations on the award, and would you tell him when you see him or anybody who's listening. And I say this seriously, okay? And he'll know exactly what I mean. I'm sorry that during this visit, I couldn't come sit on his porch.
There we go.
Well, I said it publicly, didn't I?
Okay, there
and
you
I
go.
Said it with reverence.
There you go.
I'm serious about
all
this.
All right.
Just a little something, you know, for Mr. Grant.
Now about the game. And we're going to be at this, you know, it was a matchup between two teams that were nationally ranked in the FCS rankings, which made it the first time that's ever happened with the Celebration Bowl. Jackson State was ranked 18th. South Carolina State was ranked 20th. But just below South Carolina State in this final rankings of the year for if you still want to call it 1AA or FCS rankings, was Tennessee State.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee State not eligible for this game.
Okay. Why was that?
Because they're not in a conference. They're not in the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference or the Southwestern Athletic Conference. But they are in HBCU.
I was just going to say, they still fall under that bigger umbrella,
right? There was someone at an institution that we won't name that once posed the question, what about Tennessee State? Now, Tennessee State didn't have that kind of team, you know, that people would say, well, man, would have been nice to have them playing this. But this year they had that team. They won the Ohio Valley Conference. Eddie George was the conference coach of the year. They're pulling things together. And they used to play. This is something Deion Sanders did away with when he was at Jackson State. Jackson State and Tennessee State would play every year in Memphis.
Okay.
They play in the Liberty Bowl and fill it up. Tennessee State in this game yesterday, you sell probably another 12,000 to 15,000 tickets. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying anybody got to change anything. But there's this other team that's out there.
So this is not done with.
No,
I'm just saying the overall exclusion of teams that still fall under. So this is.
I don't think there's anything to change that. But it's just it'll be out there for conversation. You know, you have a number of schools that are not aligned with these conferences, and when they have seasons like Tennessee State had, there are people who are going to say, well,
even though they will not be,
they won't be included. Oh. But I'm just saying, the people would see that because it's a game that was taken off the schedule. You know, Coach Prime didn't like the money breakdown from the folks in Memphis and said, we ain't coming to play that game no more. And so now Tennessee State plays like Arkansas Pine Bluff or somebody like that. They play Memphis. But anyway, that's okay. What happened with that. Coming up, starting tomorrow, the high school state football championships. High school state football championships, we got into that part of the season. And for high school football and for girls flag football, and all roads lead to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. People say, why are they playing them on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? You didn't want to sit outside no more. You wanted to play inside. And so this is when the building is available. You got to go when the building's available. It is available. It is available Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So starting tomorrow, at 4 o'clock, you're going to have Bowden against Brooks County. That's going to be at 4 o'clock game. At 7 o'clock tomorrow, the 4A championship game will be Marist against North Oconee. On Tuesday, you will have at 1 o'clock, you're going to have Northeast against Toombs County. You're going to have 4 o'clock, the 2A championship game, Burke County against Carver Columbus. And at 7 o'clock, the 5A championship game, Langston Hughes against Milton, and all Fulton County game. It should be a lot of fun to watch and a lot of bragging rights, and it'll be a great crowd for that one. On Wednesday, the final day, you're going to have Prince Avenue Christian against Hebron Christian. That's the 1 o'clock game. That is the private classification championship game. At 4 o'clock, you're going to have Jefferson against Calhoun. And at 7 o'clock, the 6A championship game will have Carrollton against Grayson. That is what's coming up as far as the championship games. You're also going to have your girls flag football championship games will be going on. Four championship games, flag football championship games, and two of the teams participating will ironically be from Cobb County. The McEachern girls are in their classification with there. The Pope girls, who are defending state champions, will be there as well. North Oconee girls are in it, and once again, they have a chance to get the sweep because their guys are playing for a state championship and their girls are playing for a state championship. So, and all these games are going to be played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium this week. So whatever you're doing during the course of the week, you have time to get out and catch some of the high school state championship games. They're going to be going on, and I suggest if you don't want to miss them, if you got a chance to get out and see them, you want to go out and check them out. Should be a great time. Let me give you the times on those flag football championship games. Tomorrow there are two of them at noon. Southeast Bullock, the team that's only lost one time since they started playing girls flag football in the state, playing against Columbus. The North Oconee is playing against Greenbrier at 2 o'clock tomorrow. On Tuesday at 11 a.m., it is Pace Academy against Pope. And Wednesday at 11 a.m. is McEachern against Lambert. We're all set. Now, Noel, I don't know if you ever tracked down anything. We have someone who won. No, we have someone which one you tracked down? Tell me which one you got. Here we go. Not what you're thinking.
Okay. I'm putting my seatbelt on anyway.
We've had something happen last night that was amazing. We had someone who played their high school football in our area achieve the Heisman Trophy in Travis Hunter. And great to see him do that. Amazing player he was at Collins Hill High School, winning a high school state championship. Gave a shout-out to Collins Hill and the folks there in Lawrenceville last night. So everyone's very excited and happy about him. Here's some thoughts from him last night on getting the Heisman Trophy. Yep.
That was a fun little speech he put on there last night.
Yeah. It touched a lot of emotion. He touched everything, talking about his mom, but also when he talked about his father.
Yeah, that was, I mean, it was a party up to that point.
The emotion got to him, right?
Yeah, it did. And it got to everybody else, too.
Yeah.
Because he had blocked all that out. He was wild and he was having fun. And I mean, the second that happened.
Yep.
And you needed something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You needed it because, you know, there are so many people, and that's going to be one of the things moving forward, Sam. We find out, or we have in the past found out, about the stable of people that have helped these guys get to that point.
Oh, yeah.
Now, because of the coverage, we know a lot of these backstories already.
Mm-hmm. But it was great. It's a part of what made last night a real treat. And like I said, it was great to see he and Cam Newton there together. These are two Heisman Trophy winners that I can say that I covered in high school. Now, we got others from the state who, obviously, when you talk about your Herschel Walkers and your George Rogers and people like that, but the two guys that I had a chance to cover and document have made it. So great to see that.
All right.
Yeah.
That's all you got?
That's all I got for now. What else you want?
That's
something else I got tucked away to know when Noel finds it. We're going to get into that.
And at some point, we got to do our stories of the week.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we'll get to it, but we got to wait for Rick Limpert because he is up next. Holiday gift time for those of you still looking for that, I won't say special gift, just a gift for that person that you have a hard time spending money for. So that is up next. Sam and Greg on this 15th day of December, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Of the year. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this December the 15th. 10 days left. Is this the last day that you're supposed to be able to order stuff and have it? You, at least they let you believe that it's going to make it here before Christmas or the 24th?
We may be getting real close. You know what? The person we get to talk to can tell us.
Oh, he knows the postal situation, huh?
Yeah, well, not just that, but your Amazons and those.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what. There's some folks out there that's spitting and cussing out some folks with, you know, FedEx. They got some issues there. Yeah. FedEx seems to be working on it, but there's some issues out there. So anyway, welcoming a regular friend of the show. I'm surprised he doesn't have walk-on music.
Yeah.
Comes on there quarterly and a little bit more than that. But Rick Limpert, good morning, sir.
Morning.
And thank you for getting up.
Yeah.
No problem. I'm a man for all seasons, guys. So whatever music you wanna play, and this, Greg, this segment is always for you because I know you procrastinate, and it's getting to be crunch time. So we got some good gifts here, and you can also save some money.
You will be proud, and I know that there's people listening, but I'm good this year.
All right,
I'm good, and Sam will just say we won't say what, but I've been helping you guys out, right?
Yeah.
Been helping Sam up and helping Noel out, so I'm good. But I still could, you know. I'm not saying I'm finished. So
no, I'm not
tell
finished.
Us what you got, man, because you may, you know, send me to the store this afternoon on this rainy day.
Maybe I can send you to the store to get a Roku TV. And I'm a believer now. I've cut the cord, you guys, and I've gone with a Roku TV, a couple in my condo, and it's been great. And I'm saving about $200 a month in cable bills and getting access to a bunch of channels I never even knew about, and it's great for sports. You can still get your local channel, so you can watch Sam still. And the prices on these Roku TVs at various big box retailers start at like $70. So flat screen TV, $70 to I bought a 55-inch for $178.
Yes.
So the prices are right, and I'm not getting a cable bill anymore.
And let me just tell you something. He's talking to you, Sam.
Yeah.
But he ain't talking to me. I got three. we got rid of that other thing with the dishes and all that stuff. Got rid of them. And so, yeah, I'm very, very happy.
Yeah.
And I'm learning how to condense the remote controls. But, yeah, so I absolutely recommend that.
Because that will be the other thing, right, to make sure you get everything on one source.
You can get that, and then they have remotes that can connect your Roku device to it. So, again, it's a little bit of an adjustment, but I'm not missing much, if anything, that I can think of.
Right.
And so you just got to realize you got to go through a little bit more effort, and then you secure some of the pay channels that you want. But, no, I love me some Roku.
There we go. So there we go. What's number two? What we got? We got a portable. How does this work?
Well, this is similar to a Roku. This has got Google TV capabilities, which is similar. So this is a 15-inch little flat screen that is waterproof, and you can take anywhere. If you're worried about for your tailgate, if you want to take out on the boat for fishing, if you want to take it just about anywhere, if you want to put it in your kitchen, and you're worried about water splashing up on your TV as you're watching things. So streamline your entertainment. It's from a company called Silvox. It's a portable TV, IP66 waterproof, 1080p, high def, and it's a really cool device, and I'm loving this thing for on the go.
All right, Rick Limper joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As a golfer, I don't know that I'm a traditionalist, so I really don't have that have an opinion about this, but I know there are people who do, but I ain't mad at it. This is a great device if you're trying to figure out the distance of your shot.
Mm-hmm.
And so talk about this Shop Scope.
This one's on my list, you guys, just so you
okay.
know.
But, okay, all right. Hey.
Shot Scope, rangefinder. Now, Greg, now some golf tours, professional golf tours, are allowing rangefinders to be used. So the stigma is kind of going away. Caddies and players are using these in actual rounds on the course. And from ShotScope, they have a one that's very easy to use. It gives you the distance very quick. You don't have to sit there and hold it for a minute to get the right distance to the pin. And great technology put in. Again, it's light, and it'll store anywhere, and under $130 from ShotScope.
Here's my problem with these things, Sam, as a golfer. They're great, and they, you know, the times I've used them, they let you know how far the ball weighs.
Right.
You know? But they don't help your shot.
Well, no, they
that's
don't.
The problem.
They kind of can't do that for you.
They can't do that for you. So right? I just put, like, I've thrown it a couple times. And so I just don't keep it because I go, man, how come? Another frustration on the golf course. But no, it does come in handy. It really does.
We're spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Rick Lemper. We always enjoy visiting with him when holidays are coming around. And he is social. You can always find him at Rick Roswell at Rick Roswell. Resistance bands. I got some of this stuff, and I like to work out with it sometime in the mornings at the house when I'm not getting out to the gym. Talk about the benefits of them.
Yeah, here's a resistance band, Sam, and I'll put the link to Amazon in the show notes. These are resistance bands with handles and weights attached to them, so you're getting more of just the stretching and the flexibility help. This is helping with recovery, with stretching beforehand, and it's good exercise right by itself. So physical therapists are now using these, and bodybuilders. You can attach these to a yoga workout. So Amazon from HPYGN, these are exercise, training, and resistance bands all in one.
You do the next one because it's in your wheelhouse. I'll get the one
so?
After that.
Okay, the one after this one. The next one, you know. Okay, all right,
that's
folks.
That's you.
Yes, for the tennis player. We always like something. You want to be comfortable out there on the court. What do you have for us, Rick?
Yeah, and for people that go through shoes really quick, this is really important. So not all the technology in tennis is in the rackets now and the shoes as well. Nike's done a pretty good job with coming out with new technology. Their Zoom GP Challenge shoes are on sale with Tennis Express up to 40% off. But also these shoes are designed really well. That midfoot plastic plate, which keeps your arch and direction changes without you twisting your ankle, high abrasion rubber for traction and for durability. So these shoes now, they've put a lot of thought into not just basketball shoes and running shoes, but also tennis shoes. And, you know, there's not a bad tennis shoe out there anymore, but I think Nike maybe has upped their game a little bit. And, of course, they sponsor a lot of the top pros and such. So,
right.
They test everything out, and if the top players are using it, Sam, as you know, it's probably good enough for us.
Oh, definitely good enough for me, but other folks, right?
You know, Rick, did you see any of the Heisman Trophy presentation last night?
A little bit, yeah.
Did you notice that Deion was actually working there too? He had the sunglasses on, them sunglasses that he's always pushing.
Oh, yeah,
I know. Now he took them on. He had them on for the interview. Part, but then he took him off when he was sitting out there. It's just, you know, this is one of the things that have been ever present this past year in sports and those sunglasses. But no, I think Rick's come up with something a little different here.
Uh-oh, what you
and
got?
He got something that may make us change our mind about them glasses, man. Go ahead, talk about the Frontline Optics.
Well, just a little bit of a different angle. Frontline -optics.com, designed by a firefighter who they needed firefighters, first responders. They need a little bit more durability or a little more technology when it comes to sunglasses. But again, these are great for us using in everyday life as well. They're very durable. They're made to survive extensive heats and colds. And again, I think the holiday time is a great time for thinking about eyewear and protecting our eyes, especially in the wintertime. We get these low sun angles coming in, and Frontline Optics, just another option when it comes to sunglasses. $80 is the kind of the price point, so it's pretty affordable. And if you're worried about breaking your sunglasses, not surviving the camping trip or the whitewater rafting, these are great for those adventure seekers.
And they look pretty good, too.
They do look very good. Look
now,
very good.
I want to ask Rick a question. You're, if I'm not mistaken, you're out in Vegas now, right?
Yeah, I've relocated, and I actually had 2 minutes with Travis Hunter earlier last week with the Ronnie Lott Awards for the Defensive Player of the Year, which he won, and he was fantastic.
Well, talk about that. How did you score that one?
So I'm out here working with some of the like I did in Atlanta, but working with on a different level with some of the events out here. There's so many events out here, and I had a bunch last week. The rodeo was here, the World Rodeo Finals for 9 days, which was exhausting.
What was that and, like?
That's fun, man. You got to go to a rodeo. I was telling
rodeo in Vegas.
That's where they have them, man. It's out west. Got the Cartwrights.
Well, this is what they use in December. It's kind of the beginning of December. It's kind of a slow time of the year. So every year they have the rodeo finals, and it's 30,000 cowboys and rodeo enthusiasts here every night. They use the Thomas and Mack Center where UNLV plays. They use other venues. It's going on at 5-6 venues. And then each venue they have an expo set up where you can buy just about any Western-themed thing you can imagine. They call it Cowboy Christmas. And it really is truly that people coming from all over the world, and they're well behaved. They have big concerts every night. George Strait was here, and you know, Vegas when they do something, they take it up a notch. As I'm learning,
I can imagine that would just be huge out there. I was telling, have you ever been to a rodeo, Rick?
I've been to 3 rodeos. I've been to Cody, Wyoming. I've been to Calgary, and I've been here.
I was telling Sam that it's one of those things that you don't if you're not into that whole genre, and then you hear about, hey, you want to go to a rodeo? You're probably like, nah, nah, nah. It's like hockey and going to hockey games if you're not a big hockey fan. Once you go once, you're hooked.
Yep.
They had a meet and greet with the barrel racers, the women barrel racers, at one of the resorts. I didn't know any of the names going into this. Mm-hmm. The line in the hotel to meet the barrel racers, they were there for 2 hours, stretched beyond the slot machines, the table games, whatever they were. These people are passionate about rodeo, and there's lots of kids involved. So I'm impressed on how they are marketing it to families and kids. And I think maybe some other sports can learn from the rodeo people that they're doing something right.
I never even thought about that until the first time I went and saw barrel racing and wondered why there were no men doing it.
Yeah.
You ever think about that? Well, it's kind of like the same reason men don't do uneven parallel bars.
Okay.
In gymnastics. Kind of like the same principle, but different. You know, you got a horse bucking up on you, and they're riding like.
Yeah.
But it's one of those events that are great there.
Yeah. So. Well, Rick, you had that happen. Of course, the Hawks were in town to play the NBA, and then the Falcons are on the way to play tomorrow night. So, you know, you got some folks from Atlanta headed your way, right?
There is a distinct Atlanta presence. I was down town at the Fremont Experience last night, and I saw lots of Atlanta people. I'll be going on Tuesday night to the NBA Finals Cup. Bucks and Thunder. OKC now. Yeah. So that's going to be fun. And Atlanta, this is a big weekend for Atlanta. I think there's a bunch of tour groups from Atlanta in town. You know, the Raiders don't draw that well, I don't think, for themselves. So it'll be probably a decent Atlanta crowd, and that's part of the fun, I guess, of Vegas is coming in and supporting your team. It's going to change. They're going to get an NBA team at some point. The baseball's coming, so I'm trying to get in on the ground floor, Sam.
Listen, this is a great play, and I'm telling you, Sam, I had no more fun, and I kind of tripped and fell into it. And, Rick, how often does this happen where they close down because of an event, Las Vegas Boulevard?
I think twice a year now. They'll close it for New Year's Eve, and it was closed for Formula One a couple weeks ago. That's it.
I was out there when the NBA draft was there, and they closed.
Well, that's a one-timer.
Other than that, how many times? It was incredible. You're walking down the street, in the middle of the street, and there's the Mirage. And people are doing things in the street, too.
Right.
Normally, that's a fun time. I think you're going to enjoy life out there, Rick. I really do.
We appreciate you getting up and spending some time with us as always, and also giving us some fantastic ideas. And I hope our listeners appreciate it as well, Rick.
Any time for you guys. Highlight of my weekend. Have a happy holidays, and I'm here whenever you need me.
There you go. We got to call him if we head out there. You going to take care of us or let us, you know, point us in the right direction? We heading out to Vegas? Well, he's saying
he's
yes.
He's gone. But I'm sure he'll do it. He'll do that. He'd do that for us.
That's one of them cities it's always nice to have a connection in.
How about that?
I don't think I got one there. Got one in Tahoe, but I got one there.
Yeah.
So that's nice to have. You ready to grab some holiday money?
Let's do it.
There is money flying through the air, and you actually schooled me on the location of a big event that took place here in this city years and years and years ago. We're going to talk about that up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Sam and Greg, on this 15th day of December. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning show. Let's see, we got a shout-out to Irondale earlier, did a shout-out to Tyrone, all the first responders and teachers out there, and Skinner fans, and in this case, Miami Vice fans.
Okay.
Threw that out there, Mike Campbell. Today is Sonny Crockett's birthday.
Okay.
Don Johnson.
Yeah.
So, will his daughter become more famous than him? That's the question, Dakota.
Yeah.
You should ask Noel that question. I mean, not this moment, but I'm just wondering. Well, will he stay more famous than...
I don't know.
Or his, in this case, maybe ex-wife, too. Melanie. So you got all that in play. Listen, we talk about movies, and I let you know about these job opportunities, and I've been doing it for years and years around here. I'm going to continue to, and I realize people have their mind on a number of other things than wanting to stand on set next to movie star X and for 10 hours, in some cases 12 hours. Everybody ain't built for that.
Right.
But there are some people who are. And also, I'm going to continue this in January, in February, now as long as I have a platform for it. And I say that because I want you to know I'm always here. These jobs are here. It's slow right now. It's slow because of the holidays, but it's also slow because of what has happened in this industry. And we've talked about that, the strike. People are getting back a little slower. It's going to pick up, though.
Yeah.
And I know that for a fact because I've been talking to my people, and they talk about the projects that are coming around the corner. It's been an interesting time for this industry in Georgia.
Okay.
I'm not getting into all that, though, because I never really got into the business of it. You guys want to read about all that? I'm just going to show up every week and let you know how you can put some money in your pocket on the backs of these folks.
Okay.
And because they're looking for you. They're always looking for fresh faces. So I will tell you this week, if you go to 929thegame.com/castingcall, or if you're on X, you can check out Get Cast with Greg, and you will see this list for the week of December 16th. Destination Casting has a new TV project, and it's a lot about parents and kids this week. Okay, so the ones that we have on there, there's a need for foster kids, boys and girls, any ethnicity, 7 to 10 years old. Then there is a need for an affluent dad. Okay. Sounds like a TV show, don't it? Foster kids and a rich daddy.
Okay.
Isn't that the Gary Coleman show?
Oh, yeah.
Let's give me the thought. What was the name of that? Different Strokes. Okay. So I don't know why I'm making sure I get this information here. I couldn't even think of that. But they are looking for a Caucasian male. Man, this really is the show. Caucasian male.
Okay.
An affluent dad.
Yep.
40s to 60s.
Okay.
Anyway, they need you for this project. You'll see it under Destination Casting. So there's the parent kid there. Also need a toddler and a parent.
Ah.
Casting tailor-made. Heather's looking for Grosse Pointe Garden Society. That's the project. A toddler, 1 to 4 years old. Kid's been here a year. Time to put him to work. Right?
Does the kid have to talk?
No. You're just going to be in the scene. I'll tell you exactly what the scene is. I don't normally do this,
okay.
But I'm going to tell you exactly what the scene is. The parent will pick the child up. They're out at a restaurant eating.
Okay.
So they're going to pick the child up and walk out of the scene.
Okay.
That's it. That's easy, right? And you're going to get a check for that. You probably get to eat some of that meal. They put you down at a restaurant for. But they're going to feed you either way.
Right.
But this couldn't be easier. Again, looking for a toddler, any ethnicity, 1 to 4 years old. Remember, all minors got to have that certificate from the Georgia Department of Labor.
Right.
I got that link right there. You'll fill out a little paperwork there, and then boom, the next day you'll get a number assigned to that minor. The parent, again, any ethnicity, 25 to 50 years old. And the scene is what it is. You're only going to work as long as the child works. So, again, pick your child up.
Yep.
Exit stage left. Couldn't be easier. So that's Grosse Pointe Garden Society under Cass Tatum-Main. Rose Locke is doing, this is a project, and it is called Scar Tissue.
Okay.
And one of them horror things going on. So they have a reoccurring role for cops. They have multiple needs for any kind of background need that they need. So you'll see that breakdown. And then there's also a need for those 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds who still look like high school students.
Okay.
So you'll see that under Rose Locke Casting for Scar Tissue. You guys got any questions about this stuff in front of the camera or behind the camera, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. And, again, you will see this list and connections to me at the bottom of this breakdown. But after the stuff in front of the camera, I walk you through how to find the jobs behind the camera, which, by the way, for the next couple of weeks, I'm probably going to focus more on. Because the in front of the camera stuff is going to shut down. This is a great opportunity for those of you who have a skill set, as I say, that lends itself to being on a crew. Hairdresser, makeup artist, barber. our man just called, reached out to us. You see
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On his way to
He's on his way. He's on his way, right?
KB, drive safely.
Yep, be safe out there, man.
But for any job that you – listen, lawyers, administrative staff, and now all those jobs that fall into that, they're
but
all
also
part
if
of
you,
the movie crew.
If you're a carpenter, or things of that, or
drivers,
of that nature, right?
You all know? Of that stuff.
You know what? I found out something of floral because I remember back during COVID, things were kind of slow, and I remember talking to people who owned the florists. They said, you know what thing that kept us going was like productions. Mm-hmm. They need floral arrangements.
Art department.
You know what I mean?
The art department.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure of how you get that job.
Yeah.
Being a, you know,
you just, but you know what? When it's one of those things is once you're in.
Oh, man.
And you
any
do that,
department,
right? Right.
You can bounce around.
Right.
It's like everybody that works out there knows that your company needs 3-4 more people, right? And you got all these people banging on the door to get in, but you can't get in. But yet you're inside. You go, come on, man. We need some more folks over here helping us. It's this catch 22. So, again, behind the camera stuff, I've got the connections to the, as I said, Georgia Department of Labor. A couple voiceover folks. I got to reach out to Atlanta Voiceover Studio. In fact, you guys can do this. You call out the Atlanta Voiceover Studio. They just moved off of the north side location. They got a new location. Because I talked to Bill Seller, who you will see here. And I haven't got anything from Bill, but he's still taking care of you. But Atlanta Voiceover Studio has workshops. They have different levels of teaching. They have a number of things going on. They may have some holiday specials. And I say this to you, consider this. What if you gave somebody for a present an acting class?
Oh,
an acting
nice.
Workshop?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, a little something different.
And I kind of like doing that.
6-week
class.
You
don't always have to
yeah.
be a thing. Sometimes you give somebody an experience.
Exactly.
Right.
And you set them up. What's that old thing about, you know, feeding somebody a fish or teaching them how to fish, something like that?
Yeah, right.
So you got folks walking around in your life to talk about the movie industry's here. Man, I've always thought about it. So, well, all right, let me help you out here. Let me give you 4-week, 6-week workshop. And it doesn't have to be in front of the camera stuff. It could be a workshop in other aspects. It could be a writing workshop. So, again, these are things to consider. Atlanta Voiceover Studio is there for you to reach out to them. And, again, after that, I give you the list of the casting directors. Go to the social media pages. Check out what they have posted, what's going on. A lot of them got to keep the doors open. So it could be a commercial being shot in Chattanooga. It could be, you know, I talked about a Kroger one a few weeks ago, right?
Right.
It could be a Bucky's commercial. Maybe, now, I know you'd want to be in that.
Love to be in that.
So
I got an idea for Bucky's, but we have to talk to the right folks.
All right. Can I be a part of it?
Absolutely.
All right, making sure. So again, if you haven't submitted yourself, I've got a generic version of how to submit yourself. So everything is there, soup to nuts. I make it idiot proof because that way I can figure it out. So you should have no problems.
You sound again, like my uncle. My uncle used to say, don't you forget so I won't forget.
Yeah.
That's one of his favorite sayings. Like, I told you this. Don't you forget, so I won't forget.
You know what? Today is the anniversary of, and I remember you telling me this was a, well, we weren't around for it, but there are pictures of it. Today was the day that Gone with the Wind premiered.
Mm-hmm.
And where did it premiere?
Lowe's Grand, right down the street on Peachtree. But it burned, and they didn't put it back.
You told me that story.
Yeah.
And it's the Fox Theater location?
No.
Okay, well, see, that's where I was confused.
No, it's a different location from Fox. It was back toward downtown from the Fox. But it burned, I'm forgetting which year, in the 70s. And it burned, and they just said, we need something new made out of glass. Call Portman. Like they did everything else downtown,
really?
Man. They couldn't wait for buildings to fall down around here, man. They call that man in. That's why they call that glass. Down Peachtree Street. He designed all that. Yeah, you want to rebuild this movie? You want to build this? Nah, you know, we're Gone with the Wind debuted that. Mm-hmm. Nah, we don't want that. Yeah, call Portman, you know.
Okay. Well,
but
yeah.
We got Margaret Mitchell's house a couple
true.
Of blocks away from us.
Yeah.
Right now.
One of the residents of Oakland Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. But the house is interesting. I've been in there once. It's in some of the arts, and it was a photo display that was taking place there. When I had a chance to go into the house. So it's just...
It was a location. I mean, it is a location when things are happening in the city. People don't think about that, but it's one of those walking tour locations around downtown Atlanta. So,
it was, but go ahead, what you got?
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
Tomorrow night, obviously, the Falcons play. the Raiders. And, of course, people may know I also work at Atlanta 69. We're going to be carrying the game.
Okay.
We're going to be carrying the game, you know, because it's an ESPN game. You don't have cable. You're looking for a way to watch the game. We'll have the game in case you want to listen, unless you like listening to it here on 92.9 The Game. We're doing the pregame show at 7:30. I'm doing an interview for the pregame show last week. Now, I did one with our own Dave Archer. I did one with Dave Archer. And then I have another one where I got a chance to sit down with Tyler Allgeier. Now, some people may have seen this. It's made a little bit of the circulation a little bit there on
some of the social media. Here. This is beautiful.
Noel, see if you can bring that out for us.
Okay. Can we, Noel, can you recue that? Can we? Because I don't think you explained it properly. Because people have to get the visual. You are sitting down across from him, ready to do a professional, I mean network-level interview with this dude.
Yeah. It's a three cameras. We had three cameras.
Three cameras. That makes it even more intense, right? And then you sit down, you get your questions in your head, you're ready to go, and now play it again. Now imagine Sam's getting ready to ask his question, and boom, this happens. Now listen. His phone.
It's my phone.
His phone rings, and it won't go. He can't turn it off.
I'm serious, man.
And now he starts dancing, though. That's why you got to see the video.
Give the ball to Tyler.
My favorite part about that was he was right in step with what was going on. He was in the moment. You're sitting there ready to go ask some questions. Your music starts, and he goes, and now for a commercial break.
Tyler Allgeier, if you want to tune in for more of that interview, that's on the pregame show. Man, that's – I mean, I thought I had everything turned off.
Beautiful.
Or on vibrate, and all of a sudden, this song just kicks in. And he
went with it.
And you figure he wouldn't even know the song, but he said, oh, yeah.
That's a jam.
That's right. Oh, my.
That was beautiful, man. I appreciate that one. And you did live TV.
Yeah.
Before. This was at least taped.
Yeah.
And you've done live, and you never had nothing like that happen.
Oh, man. Wow. Nice song.
Today.
Yeah.
You ever heard of William Eckhart?
Yeah.
I had forgotten about him. William Eckhart became the fourth baseball commissioner. I'd forgotten the guy between Ford Frick and Bowie Kuhn.
Okay.
And this guy, what did he do?
I forget who he was.
Yeah, I didn't know nothing about that. So, also, this was the day. Are you ready for this? And this is another thing I didn't think about because of where we are in 2024. The first king, the first reigning king, came to America. He was king somewhere else, and he came to America. The first time that ever happened on this day. Where would you think that king came from?
Sweden or somewhere.
That would be a guess I would take, too. You ready for this?
What?
Hawaii.
Whoa.
Okay, right? We ain't had, you know,
possession
of that since 1959.
You're right, right.
So there had to be some stuff going. Yeah, the first king to come to America, reigning king, was the king of Hawaii. And he was, welcomed by President Grant.
Okay.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Wow.
Making that trip.
That's a long trip.
I mean to tell you. And reaching out to our Irish friends in the audience right now, America's first Irish magazine was published on this day. I bet you can guess the name of it.
No.
Shamrock. That's an actual magazine. It was an actual magazine. All right. It was for our Irish community. So there you go. Have yourself a wonderful day.
See, I knew that was coming.
You're going to come back.
I knew that was coming.
Like our Trill Thomas. Trill Thomas and a little bit of Joe Patrick, who's a nice Irish boy himself.
There we go.
Coming up, Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.